Last week, the District of Squamish announced plans to grant FortisBC a statutory right-of-way for a portion of underground land below Tiempo Park for its Eagle Mountain wood fiber gas pipeline project. The park is located on the west side of the Squamish River, across from the Squelwillam-Squamish estuary. The 0.7-hectare site, 1.87 acres, to be accessed as part of the volumetric statutory right-of-way, VSRW, is underground at an average depth of 350 meters. The tunnel has to be so deep due to the mountainous terrain, a spokesperson for FortisBC said. Statutory rights of way are not uncommon. VSRWs are used for projects such as pipelines and other utilities. The creation of the SkyTrain line in the Lower Mainland, for example, used VSRWs, in addition to many other statutory rights of way. A spokesperson with Landshire Systems Limited, which is a subsidiary of the Land Title and Survey Authority of British Columbia, provided the Squamish chief with a very high-level description to help clarify what the difference is between a statutory right-of-way and a VSRW. A statutory right-of-way, SRW, provides the ability for a public body to enter upon private land for purposes of installing and maintaining its works. A volumetric SRW plan is a plan that defines the SRW area three-dimensionally, with defined upper, lower and side limits of the SRW area. A standard SRW plan is defined two-dimensionally, without defining upper or lower limits of the SRW area. If the area needs to be defined by its 3D volume, think, a hallway or a tunnel, whether above ground or below, then a volumetric SRW plan would be appropriate, a spokesperson said in an email. FortisBC and BC Hydro both already have conventional rights-of-way on the Tiempo Park lands for existing infrastructure, a natural gas pipeline and transmission lines. The underground access will accommodate a portion of the 9-kilometer tunnel that will run from the BC Rail site to the Woodfibre LNG site. Tunneling under the estuary was a condition of FortisBC's agreement with the Squawu-7-Meshik-Swumik, Squamish Nation. A condition of approval by both Squamish Nation and the BC Environmental Assessment Office is that there will be no surface or industrial impacts to the Squelwillam-Squamish Estuary Wildlife Management Area, reads the FortisBC website. The right-of-way gives the utility company permission to access the underground area and up to 6 meters above the tunnel wall and 3 meters to the sides and below the tunnel. Aside from there being no surface impacts or loss of enjoyment for users of the park, there are also no surface-related rights, as would be typical of a conventional right-of-way agreement, said the FortisBC spokesperson. For the right-of-way, the company will pay the municipality $98,000. While this volumetric statutory right-of-way may be new to some in the public, this isn't a new aspect of the pipeline plan, says a FortisBC spokesperson. This is not part of a new plan. Tunneling under Tiempo Park is included within our project approvals granted by the Nation, the BC Environmental Assessment Office, and the British Columbia Energy Regulator. As we anticipate tunneling underneath the Tiempo Park area to begin in the summer 2025, we are working to secure this VSRW in advance, the spokesperson said, in an email to the Squamish chief. The tunneling work in Tiempo Park will last approximately 2 to 3 months. According to the municipality, said the VSRW was approved by the Chief Administrative Officer, Linda Glenday, through the district's officer and delegation bylaw, which allows the SAO to approve third-party use of district property as long as the funds given to the DOS are less than $200,000. The district says this is the first volumetric right-of-way in recent corporate memory. Typically, the District of Squamish would grant a statutory right-of-way which would incorporate a reasonable depth to allow for any related underground work. In this case, given the depth of the tunneling required, there is no access to the surface of the property. This story is being updated as more information comes in.